Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Happy day to you, and we all know the tale of when Ben Franklin said that there's only two certainties in life. One is death, and the other is taxes. Well, taxes are easy to plan for, easy to talk about. They're, you know, we can demonize the man and the man's coming to get us and all these things. But a lot of people shy away from that other subject. And unfortunately, or rather fortunately, in this line of work, what I do dealing with retirement, there's a saying also that says you have to start with the end in mind. And that is not necessarily just our passing away, but also what do we want our end result to be? So sometimes retirement is the end result while you're working. And a lot of times when you're 20, 30, 40, it seems so far away. And then you wake up and you're talking to me and you're about to get out of Dodge in the next 1, 2, 3 years or 4, 5, 6 years. And it's getting really real. Well, the other end in mind, which is that expiration date, needs to be talked about, needs to be planned for. There are so many things we have to consider when it comes to something like that. And one of these things is, you know, who's going to pay tax on this money? Where's this money going to go? Have I designated the right people to receive this money while I actually am alive and sane and lucid to make these decisions? So you definitely want to start thinking about this. Obviously, beneficiaries, duh. You want to go in and make sure they're the way you want them. Number one, right? Number two, you need to talk to somebody like me, whether it's me or the other people that do a zillion videos, or it's the guy down the road or whoever. You need to talk to someone about making plans for what your money's going to do, how it's going to do it, where it's going to go, and when is it going to go there? Because there's time, I talk to people that have amassed a great savings, but their kids, their non-spouse beneficiaries, are going to be forced into crazy tax scenarios depending on where it's coming from. And if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So let's have a chat, shall we? What you need to know is there's a zillion places to put money, and some are great, some are okay, but they all have different purposes, right? In the same way we drive different vehicles, you drive the truck for pulling the boat and hauling all the stuff, and you drive the Miata for your midlife crisis and your sedan for daily driving. And then you've got the van for the family. Every financial vehicle has a different purpose. Also, some we're going to grow your money like a banshee, but there's risk involved. Sometimes we're going to be super safe and you're going to earn money, but it's going to be marginal, right? Oh, you're going to get okay rates. Some of it, you're going to be safe and you're going to earn squat. And some you're going to shove it in a mattress and that's safe, but you're also earning squat, right? Some we plan for our heirs. And there are some scenarios that you need to know about that are available. Okay, now, quick disclosure, what I'm going to show you, it's not to say there's any one company or any one thing that makes the most sense, but there are many people that want to peel off a portion of their balance of wherever that's coming from to guarantee for their family members to have a higher amount than they're starting with. And knowing that it's going to be taxed anyway, it's a very cool way to look at something to say, I know they're going to pay tax, but I want to increase the dollar amount. So by the time their tax is done, maybe the net number is what my gross was. So let's look at something just really fast so you understand an option that's available. There are plans out there that increase your current balance, as in they give bonuses and they grow your money. That is cash accumulation, cash growth. There are other plans that have what's called a benefit value, which is the benefit going to your heirs, your legacy, the next generation. This is generational wealth. And if I'm a person who's got, maybe I've got a million, maybe I've got 800, maybe I have whatever. I can peel off a portion. What does matter? I got 100. I can peel off a portion into something like this, knowing that if I pass away, my family will have a higher benefit. So in this example, if I put in 500,000 to this type of plan, and then I pass away, my family doesn't just get 500. They get 750,000. This increases their benefit value by 50%. 50% of 500,000 is 250. 500 plus 250, that's where the 750 comes from. So if I pass away, my family receives a significantly higher amount than what I actually had. What's the catch, Raina? This sounds too good to be true. Yeah, they have to take it over a time period of more than 5 years. Who cares? They want to do that anyway. That's the beauty of an inherited IRA. So yeah, we can stop showing you this, but what you need to know is that your family, whoever receives the money from TSB, 401ks, 403bs, they will pay tax on the money when they receive it. And there are scenarios in certain employer-administrated plans like TSB that, depending on the order of passing away, your non-spouse beneficiaries could be forced into a lump sum tax distribution, meaning if I have $1 million and I die and I have one child, they could be forced into $1 million in a day of taxes, especially if it went from me to a spouse to them. They don't get a choice. They get it all. And then now their tax rate is nuts and they're paying, you know, and let's make it worse. What if they were over 65 and they had Irma to deal with and they're paying more for Medicare Part B and this whole thing? This is a way to A, delay those payments over time, and B, increase, well, it should be A, increase the benefit value substantially. Now, this is nothing's for everyone, and not any amount of everything should go into any one thing. But it's something to consider, to look at, right? Now, I would not say, hey, if you're sick, let's do this. But it's definitely part of legacy planning that you want to consider because it sets up the family in such a way that it is so beneficial immediately and in the long term. Reach out. Let me know if we need to get scheduled to look at something to just protect you, protect your money, grow the money, and make it last into the next generation or generations. My number here, 850-450-6500. Let's get scheduled and talk and see what we can do to help you out now and forever.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.